This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning.
Well, COVID-19 well and truly with us, and this is day after day. What's happening tonight on Far North Queensland 9 News?
Well, today we've actually seen the lowest daily increase for Queensland since early March. There were just 5 new cases of COVID-19 recorded.
Excellent.
There were a revised total of 999 for the state. We don't know yet where those 5 cases are. Queensland Health hasn't revealed that information just yet, but yesterday, our region's total was revised back up to 32 from 30. Queensland Health says that discrepancy with the 2 extra cases was due to a data error or ongoing maintenance. So at the moment, the Far North has 8 active cases and 24 recoveries.
So what do you think that means? I mean, we're getting reports of this curve flattening and the nation, you know, things are looking good. People up in this way, despite a lot of infringements issued by police, in the main, most people are being sensible. So where do we stand at the moment? Is it a good situation or is there concern?
It is a good situation, but there's always going to be concern. Other countries have seen a second wave. So all the government officials are saying that now it's more important than ever to make sure that we're continuing these restrictions. However, one thing that may change is non-urgent elective surgeries were originally suspended, but Stephen Miles, the health minister, said this morning that they're looking to recommence some of those elective surgeries as needed shortly.
That's a good sign.
It is a good sign. It is a good sign. We've only got 24 people in Queensland who are currently in hospital with COVID-19. So it's definitely not as extensive as they originally anticipated for our hospitals. So hopefully that allows, you know, some of those procedures to come back soon.
That's good, especially for people who've been waiting on that. Matter of fact, last night I was just thinking about that for those people waiting. And I guess, too, there's a lot of people who would have been getting chemo, being treated for cancer, too. That would have been a concern. So it seems as though, you know, there is hope, there is light at the end of that tunnel.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the Premier also announced this morning that there's going to be 60 new paramedics sent out across the state. 4 of those will be in the Far North. So that will hopefully bolster a, you know, ambulance response up here as well.
Anything else happening?
Oh, there's always lots happening with COVID-19. It's ever-changing, but we're hoping to get another update from Queensland Health later today.
Terrific. And other news happening for 9 News Far North?
Yes, well, we're talking to a company today who is putting on a light show tonight on the Northern Beaches to acknowledge our frontline workers. So we'll bring you all the details of that. And currently, there's actually a police response ongoing in Edmonton. We don't have all the details on that just yet as it is unfolding, but it's believed that there is a man who is armed in a home. Bring you all of that tonight on 9 News Far North Queensland at 6.
Okay, catch you then.
Thank you.